The Structural Act of Balance. Many of the cultural revolutions of the last half century have centered on rebelling against hierarchy. Citing the mantra of the 1960s, never trust anyone over 30, or the more recent bumper sticker, distrust authority, groups have sought to revolutionize society by challenging the structural status quo. And some of these challenges have altered society in much needed ways. Think of the challenges that ended segregation and those that champion equal rights for women. These challenges were healthy, necessary, and long overdue corrections to the abuses of hierarchy, especially toward minorities and women. But some challenges to authority have gone so far as to question the validity of any hierarchy at all. Since hierarchy is so easily abused, the argument goes, then the very structure of top-down authority must be discarded. But again, this reactive stance throws the baby out with the bathwater. Just because authority is easily abused does not warrant discarding it altogether. The damages of having no authority, especially in the lives of children, are just as horrendous as the damages of abusing authority. What is needed is a non-reactive acceptance of hierarchical authority. What is needed is scream-free leadership, a type of hierarchy that appreciates its influential role with integrity. What we are talking about here is balance, the only thing in life that can never be taken to an extreme. When it comes to providing structure for your family, balance is needed, for there are extremes that must be avoided. You can choose to have a structure that is entirely too democratic, with no authority other than the consensus of all the family members. This style always ends up as a chaotic mess of anxiety-led claims to unlimited space. Or you can choose a structure that is entirely too autocratic, with nothing but extremely rigid authoritarian rules to be followed or else. This style always ends up as a constricting mess of either reluctant compliance or desperate rebellion. To illustrate, let us return to the idea of setting the dinner table. In the chaotic family structure, dinner is always up for grabs. There's no set time for dinner, and it is usually catch as catch can. Although this structure makes for a seemingly laid-back atmosphere, it is really chaotic, because everyone's appetites become out of sync, and everyone's timing becomes haphazard. Snack times blend into dinner time, and snack foods, those that are easiest to catch, become dinner fare. What really suffers is family togetherness and harmony, the personal side of parenting we looked at earlier in this chapter. I'm not saying that the family dinner hour is the only time for togetherness and conversation. I'm merely using the dinner table as an illustration for the overall family structure. In the overly rigid family structure, family dinners are not only mandatory, they are the linchpin of the whole family lifestyle. There is no room for playing a little longer outside in the long days of summer. There is no allowance for switching seats at the table. There's never a time to pull out the TV trays and enjoy a family show together. In this scenario, place takes so much priority over individual space that there is no room for discussion, disagreement, or individual preference. What often happens is a confusing back and forth between chaos and rigidity. The family will go weeks without any routine. Then, when the anxious parent finally has enough, he or she begins to implement this new, from now on, type of rigid schedule. This anxious reaction never inspires anyone to change and leaves the parent feeling exhausted and unappreciated, not to mention hopeless.